But you always want to be funneling people back to your offer, because if you're going to talk about something like, for me, visibility, for example, you better have, you know, a way, a next step for people to get in so that they can actually be helped. It's one thing to talk about something that you know so well and that you can help people with, and quite another to not show them that there's a way to actually work with you to do that. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs get frustrated because they want to, they put out this great content, they talk about it, but they don't connect it to a next step.
Hello, welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, moms, working professionals, and amazing people pursuing their passions and going for their dreams. And I'm your host, Linda Mendable.
I am so excited because I am doing a new series with Monetizing Mompreneurs members where I interview them about their offer and why you should grab the deal. Basically, this is going to be part of a bundle and a private podcast, but you're getting first dibs here. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Like, I am ridiculously excited and I can't wait to hear your response. Let me know what you think about the series and hope to see you in Monetizing Mompreneurs Facebook group, where we're doing so much exciting things. Welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs new bingeable bundle. So I am here with Allison. We're going to be discussing her bundle, which is an action-packed 30-day calendar of action to increase your visibility. And basically, this is for you if you're ready to get your expertise out into the world. Here's what you'll be able to do when you follow this step-by-step guide. Have your name be synonymous with the result you provide online, aka, there goes Allison, the four-figure income creator. Launch your services less often because you'll have a steady stream of new potential clients in your midst who are always inquiring. Lean into creative offers, projects that you always wanted to complete, or take a break because you can take your eyes off your business more often and know it will be thriving. So Allison is a business coach for women who want to scale their business with effective group coaching programs. She is a mama, marketing expert, counselor, podcaster, international speaker, and educator. She weaves all of her experience into her business so that her clients are taking massive action towards growing their online business and taking care of their family. Allison, welcome. Can you tell us a bit about your offer and why you created this offer?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, by the way. This is really great. I'm having so much fun. Visibility is something that I noticed two things about. First of all, it's a vital part of your business. So no matter what stage you are in your business, whether you're making, you know, $200 a month or $200,000 a year or something, you always need to be in front of the people that you want to serve. And so obviously that looks very different, but depending on where you are in business, but these are just core practices that I want people to sort of like be able to practice all the time and just have as a core part of their business, because getting visible, you can push it aside. It can be really uncomfortable to do. And that's the second thing that I noticed, is that a lot of people hold themselves back because of not knowing how to show up, not feeling confident, not knowing what to say. So if you have any of those kind of things happening in your business right now, this is perfect for you because it will get you on a really great head start. And all of the activities in the calendar are really, they're really bite-sized. They don't take a lot of time, but they're also rich in terms of, they're not just write something on social media. Like, I've given you some really great prompts. And some things to think about that maybe you don't find when you Google something about visibility practices.
Yes. And I have your link here, and it says, this is for you if you are frustrated that your message is only being seen by your tiny audience, and what you want to get in front of you want to get in front of more people on a consistent basis.
Yep.
You feel like you're creating tons and tons of content, but it's landing like a you know, a lead balloon, and now you're questioning whether you even know what you're talking about. And three, you thrive on educating and helping deep conversations, but you don't know how to get into those rooms to be able to do that. So I like the first part that is like, you know, we're touching on like, where are you? You know, are you frustrated with your message? You know, and can you tell us a little bit about that and how, like with this calendar, it will help that frustration, like in what areas and how they can like move forward?
Yeah. So I think, I mean, my best messaging has come from conversations that I've had with people. So I think a lot of times we do sort of retreat and we say, we can't talk to anyone. We can't show up unless we have something to say. But the vicious cycle of that is that we don't have anything to say because we don't know exactly what our client is thinking or what they're doing right now or what they're saying, what they're struggling with. And so the only way, really, the best way to get out of that is to start talking to people. So in this calendar, I've given you a lot of opportunities to talk to people, to get in front of people with nothing to say. Let's say you're like, you know, you've got a blank slate for a brain. If you know how to ask questions and most of us who are helpers, we do know how to ask questions and we actually do know how to build relationships, even though we might think that we don't, that actually allows you to have, you know, conversations. You can write about the conversations that you've had. You can answer the questions in your way that you would answer that your ideal client is facing, or that the conversation that they're having, you talk about the topic. And so that's how that starts. It starts to become this really powerful content right away, which if you are posting any of this content on social media, as most of us do, the algorithm will actually thank you for that. Because if we're posting surface level content, that's actually not in the algorithm's favor to begin with. So it's kind of a double-edged sword helping you. It's kind of killing two birds. I mean, it's helping you kind of get your algorithm going, because people are going to see like, wow, that's really powerful information. I was just thinking that myself. And you're over here like, yeah, I know that because I talked to three of you today about this topic, because I got myself out there and started talking.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it can be like really difficult and really hard for us. And I love the fact that, you know, that it's a calendar that can help you kind of like, if you feel like disorganized, right? Like you feel like you're creating tons and tons of content, like you were saying on your page, but it's landing like a lead balloon. And now you're questioning whether you even know what you're talking about. You know, like take us through that. Like, do you have like certain prompts? Is it like, you know, do this in one day? Is it like a 30-day session? Is it something that you can repeat? Like how is it videos? Is it social media? Like what avenues can people use this calendar in?
Yeah. So so many, but I do have content prompts as well. So specifically you can talk about certain things. And I do believe that education and storytelling are great ways to really be able to put out powerful content. But I do have something built in there where you can write a long form piece of content, really helpful for people who don't know what to write or don't know what to say, because actually you do know what to say. And it's a really great mindset shift to know, okay, wait a second, I can write a long form piece of content and then just break it up. And so that gives people a really low bar to start being able to change the belief that they don't know what they're talking about or they don't have anything to say. And so we do have space in there for that kind of purpose. And therefore, you can use the long form piece of content if you want on like a podcast or an email or any place where long form content is more appreciated. And then, of course, you can split it up too and feel like you are kind of taking care of yourself for like the week, let's say, or a few days at least.
Yeah. I see a lot of good reviews too. I see you have some reviews on your page. So what has been the response that you have gotten from this calendar?
So one of the things that I think is so cool is that people, you know, will do these steps, and obviously not every step is going to be the most favorite step, right? Like, you know, there's a couple of things about like pitching stuff for collaborations, let's say. So that's like maybe not everybody's favorite. And then writing content is also sometimes not everybody's favorite. But what's really nice about this is that it gives you a taste of really the five different categories of what you should be doing when it comes to getting visible. And then what's been happening that's really nice is that people have been able to track what's working. Because it's a calendar and you do something every single day, you're able to sort of track what's working. And then you can figure out how to lean into that more. So a lot of my clients and a lot of people who have used this calendar end up making their own customized visibility plan, which is so great because now it's personalized to you. Now it feels simple for what you can handle. You can rev it up sometimes when you've got an event coming up, let's say, and then, you know, kind of flex back out and just do kind of like the bare bones. But you know that the things that you're doing will be the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Who would you say like this calendar is for? Is it like for creatives, entrepreneurs, or social media strategists, you know, that, you know, help their clients a little bit better? Who would you say this would be for?
Yeah, I really do feel like it's broad enough where it's for every online entrepreneur, but probably the people who really struggle with the few things that we talked about, you know, building content. So sometimes that can be a creative because they don't know how to take themselves, you know, out of kind of what they're doing and bring themselves back to earth. It can be for a done-for-you provider who doesn't want to be a coach, but doesn't actually know how to write content that's not coaching. And then it's also probably the best for coaches, because it's a great way to show your own story and how you help other people and sort of make that transition from A to B.
Amen. So, okay. Yeah. Take us a little bit through like, all right, let's say, you know, I'm one of your clients and I got this calendar. Okay. Yeah. So, cause you know, a lot of people that are listening to this are going to download the calendar. What are the first areas that you'll take them through before they even like really dig in? Like, where would you take like, hey, you're, you know, I'm your client. Where would you take me through as far as digging into the visibility calendar?
Yeah. So the first thing is the offer. I really truly believe that the offer is what we should be building the visibility plan on. We always want to make sure we're talking about our offer in ways that is not selling necessarily all the time, but you always want to be funneling people back to your offer. Because if you're going to talk about something like, for me, visibility, for example, you better have, you know, a next step for people to get in so that they can actually be helped. It's one thing to talk about something that you know so well and that you can help people with, and quite another to not show them that there's a way to actually work with you to do that. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs get frustrated because they want to, they, you know, they put out this great content, they talk about it, but they don't connect it to a next step and to their offer and the result that they provide. So I like to take that sort of, you know, kind of coming in from behind view and make sure that we know what the offer is, we know what the result is, we know what the solution is that they provide, we know what some of the outcomes are going to be. And then do we know who's best for this offer, right? Do we know who's going to make the most out of this offer? Do we know where they are right now in terms of their journey? And that I would say was probably the next step, is to create this journey of, okay, where do you want them to go? How do you want to nurture them? How do you want to find them first? What do you think they're struggling with as sort of a pre-step that's ready for your offer? And how do you sort of get in front of them and talk about that all the time and driving that home so that they know like you're an expert, you're in a position of authority, you're ready to help them when they're ready to be helped.
That's good. I like the breakdown of that. And you know what it reminds me of also? It reminds me of like, you know, I remember there was a period of time that a lot of people would say, you know, oh, you know, find your voice. And a lot of people that ask like, well, how do I find my voice? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the advice was to talk like you're talking to your best friend. But, you know, for me, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, recommend that approach. No, what are your thoughts?
me either. I talk to my best friend way differently then I would talk to a client. And that's not to say I don't respect my best friend, but my best friend and I have a language, a specific language, right? That we like, that we use. I mean, she can read my face, let alone hear what I'm saying and know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they can read tones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you need to be clearer. I think you need to be clearer than, I actually think it's probably the opposite. You know, I think you probably need to be super, super clear and and imagine that they don't have any sort of understanding about who you are or anything like that. I think it needs to be a blank slate versus, oh, my best friend knows everything about me for the past 19 years. So she'll understand why I'm saying this and why I'm saying it like that.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, I felt like, you know, I remember when I first started, I was hearing a lot of that, oh, just talk like you're speaking to your best friend. But I've noticed when I started talking to, like, knowing my offer, knowing who the offer is for, and I started talking to who the offer is for, was a lot more effective, you know, when it comes to, you know, booking clients.
I mean, I agree with that. It's also like, I wonder how that affects the relationship, the coach-client relationship, because I know people are attracted to people that they like and they could see, you know, kind of working with and trusting because they seem fun or exciting, or they're talking to me like they're my friend. But I wonder how that translates to the coach-client relationship and actually trying to get them to move to where they need to be, where they said they wanted to go when you're their friend versus their
Yeah.
friend.
I mean, I think it depends on, like, you know, what area you're on. Like, it could be your approach and I'm not knocking it at all,
yeah.
you know, but I don't think it's for everyone. And I think when it comes to downloading the visibility offer, I think a tip would be like, you know, when someone's looking for their voice, because that's what they're doing, they're, you know, they're going in through the prompts and they're putting out their schedule and everything like that. So like, okay, how can you approach this? What can we leave you with that you can approach this bundle and this offer, the visibility calendar, the most effective way? And I think is focusing on that offer like you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you do have, you know, I do agree with you. A lot of people, I will hear that comment that people don't know what their voice is, but actually you do. When you know what you help people with and what you help, you know, what you're going to make money doing, first of all, there's a little more confidence there because you know that you know, you're going to make money this way. You've set this offer, you have to stand behind it. And then also, like, you set the offer, so you have a value system of why the offer is the way it is, of what you're helping with, of what your steps are. There's a lot to say. Actually,
there is. Okay. So what would be the next step then?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So one more after that.
Okay. So you get the offer all set up. You start figuring out where your client journey is going to be. So a lot of times I will have, like yesterday, I just had a client, I did a customized visibility plan with her, and she wanted to create YouTube videos, which is something that she had not told me she wanted to do in the past. And I was like, that's awesome, because we can create sort of a journey, like people find you that way. Okay, now how can we make sure that we are attracting people to our YouTube channel, and then we're getting them on a sales call, and then they're going to say yes or no, right? They're going to make the decision. So I think a lot of times we have to be careful about not nurturing people too much. People don't actually need a ton and years of nurturing. At least some people don't need it. So you can still get clients with less nurturing if you want to. You just have to be able to find them where they are, and then have a solution for them right away. So that pre-step that I was talking about before to the offer, I used to help people create four-figure monthly income. That was my thing. That's what I had a group coaching program for. The pre-step of that is showing up, is visibility, because you can't sit in my six-month group coaching program, create an offer and figure out who your ideal client is and all that if you're not going to show up for yourself, if you haven't practiced it, because then you're not going to get the result of four-figure monthly income. So it's my pre-step. And I go from there when it comes to visibility, talking about visibility, and making sure that that's what I'm talking about, because that's what I know people struggle with. And I'm getting them at this stage. They need to be able to have this quick fix, this quick solution, this quick win before they even think like, this is for me. They have to start changing their belief.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I liked is that, you know, you said, take them through that customer journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like a lot of people don't understand their customer journey, right? How their website, like for me as a web designer, like, okay, because I have to sit down and talk about the customer journey as far as online and how people are, you know, seeing them. So that customer journey is actually ideal to know if you're going to be very visible, so people understand what it is to connect with you. And one last thing that you said was like, there are a lot of people that are ready now.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that are wanting to go ahead and book now. They don't need, like you said, years of nurture. Like they're ready now. And then how can you attract those, right? Is by being visible, as you said. So the third step, last but not least, if you can't, you know, like what, basically think about the third step in the instance, like if you were there with them, talking them through the visibility calendar, because, you know, maybe they can't reach you right now, but they want to make the best out of their calendar. What would be that third step?
Right. Yeah. So once you know what the pre-step is, you know what your offer is, you do know that client journey, you can start pulling out some messaging, right? You can start figuring out. And I always like to try to keep things really, really simple and say, you know, come up with 3 to 5 points, right? That you can just repeat over and over and over again. So like, for example, visibility, one of the points is this is a vital part of your business. You always will need to get in front of people. You will not always have all the time that you maybe have now or the resources that you maybe have now or vice versa, but you will always need to know how to get visible no matter what, whether you want to be, you know, if you want to still be in business. So that's maybe one of my points. So then I would come up with content. I would come up with one of the key sort of categories of visibility is events and being able to optimize your profile. So that you can get more people into these events that's searchable. So that's one of the things that I would consider. So it's really just like taking out those pieces that you want to talk about and those things you really want to drive home over and over again. And it doesn't need to be 20 things. It can be somewhere between 3 and 5 key messages. And then just figuring out, okay, you see something on the calendar. Okay, how do I look at that through the lens of this particular point? And then what can I do to be creative about sending that home?
Absolutely. I love that. So 1, know your offer. 2, know the journey. 3, what is your point? You know, make that very clear, right?
Yeah.
Allison, where can people find you?
So I have a Facebook group that is actually dedicated to visibility. It's called Visible AF. So you can search that in the search bar and come find us there. I do about weekly lives, probably 3 times a month or so. And we've got conversations going on about visibility all the time. So if this is something that you really want to dive into, that's probably the best place to find me. It's like my second home, my home away from home.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah. I can't wait for people to get the visibility calendar with our bingeable bundle series. Welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs.
Thank you. This was so great.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a chance, stop by the website at lindabendable.com. Sign up for the Blog Cure, which is an awesome, awesome course that I created that will help you set up your blog or take your blog to the next level. And join us over at Monetizing Mompreneurs Facebook group. I just want to say again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.